Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey there, thanks so much for joining me once again. Today I want to talk to you about what I hear most from people out there, from people just like you, over and over again. All day long, when I'm out in the field, when I'm out in stores, when I see people as a coach, as a teacher, as a speaker, what I hear from most people are three dirty little words. Three dirty little words that we say to ourselves all day long and get your mind out of the gutter because you don't even know what I'm going to say. Those three little dirty words are, I need to. I need to work out more. I need to lose weight. I need to stop stressing. I need to stop judging myself. I need to meditate. I need to relax. I need to make more money. I need to fill in the blank. What are you saying to yourself these days about what you need to do? Really, what are you saying? That idea that we have to continue to do more, do better, be different, fix ourselves is draining us. It drains our creative energy. It drains our life force. What I hear from so many people is frustration with their current life situation, with the fact that they're holding on to so much anxiety, that there's so little self-love, and they are so hypercritical of themselves. So with the clients that I work with as a coach, you know, these topics, these issues come up over and over and over again. What we want most is to be positive, to have some more peace, to be more patient, to have more energy, to feel more balanced, and to have more confidence. So we live in an inner environment that is constantly in friction. We're constantly pushing and pulling up against wants, needs, shoulds, can'ts, hopes. And what I want to say is that there's a better way to live. There is a better way to live. When we're able to see out to the field beyond right and wrong, as Rumi so famously said, we are able to shift our relationship with ourselves and with our life circumstances. Now, I'm not saying that it's all perfect. My life is not perfect. Right now, I've got things that are pulling and tugging at my heartstrings, that are holding my mind, that are pulling me away from focusing and being present. But what I will say is that when we can pull ourselves back and recognize our lives as being brilliant already, there's nothing we need to do to be perfect, because we already are. Below, beyond, out, above, all of the busyness, all of the speed, is this sense of being fully alive. It's a direct experience with life as it is right now, eating the apple, smelling the coffee, seeing the sunset, meeting someone's gaze, feeling excited, feeling grief, feeling it all, sensing in high definition. So the need to's and the shoulds and the can'ts, the won'ts, you know, they just suck the life force out of our system. We become like a leaky faucet, drip, 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 all day long. So what's the solution? Is it to buy another self-help book? Is it to get a mani-pedi? Is it to go for a walk? You know, what is the solution to bringing yourself back into that state of being where you know that you're okay? You know, it's that sense of being in alignment, even when the shit's hitting the fan. It's the sense of having a clarity of being, even when the world around you is spinning at 100 miles an hour. When we find the ground beneath us, when we're able to stand in a stable place mentally, emotionally, physically, we get to see clearly exactly what's happening. All the good, all the not so good, all the things you'd want to change and all the things that you can't change. And it's from there that we allow ourselves the privilege of experiencing, directly experiencing our lives. And so what I'm asking from you today is to, one, start to notice when you start to go into that rant of need to, want to, can't, should. Just to notice it. Just notice it and smile. Put your hand on your heart. Just know that that is a good waste of energy. Now, I'm not saying it's not important to continue to grow and learn and evolve, but we're built or wired to do that anyway. We are built for expansion. We are wired to evolve. Our systems are always looking for balance and stability. We don't need to force anything to happen. We can turn our attention towards it. But the can'ts and the shoulds and those three dirty little words, I need to, will not help us find the right path for us right now. And so by sensing when we're in alignment, and knowing when we're not, and having the capacity to bring ourselves back to that steady, stable ground over and over again is why we practice. I talked about it in the last episode about finding your ground, speaking your truth. So it comes back to, over and over again, recognizing what it feels like to be synchronized, harmonized, clear, calm, alert, present, in your game, on your toes, experiencing life in all your senses in this moment. Notice those moments. It's what I call being on the verge. Notice the moments when you're present. Notice what your body feels like. Notice what your breath is like. Notice what your mind feels like. Notice your natural state. Recognize it, glimpse it over and over all day long. The ahas, those moments of deep peace. The moments when you feel the hair on your arms stand up straight. The moment when your heart starts to beat a little bit more wildly because you're anticipating something fantastic about to happen. Noticing that expansive feeling when you look at the stars at night. Right? We are already present more than we realize. So when we can start to become very familiar with being in sync, being in alignment, feeling clear and calm, then we will most definitely start to notice quickly when we're not. And then when we notice when we're getting pulled off our game, off target, when we start to feel shaky and imbalanced, we've got a handful of things, a handful of tools what I like to call mini wins and micro practices to shift us back on. The plane going from New York to LA is always slightly off course, but the pilots understand that. They understand the wind's going to pull you off. And then they know how to maneuver, how to grab hold of the knobs and levers to pull the plane back on course. And so all day long, these mini wins, these short, little, quick strategies that we can do to bring ourselves back on course, back in the moment, back right here, back in our body, back in the game. What are some of these mini wins? You're already doing a lot of them, so I'm just going to make mention of a few of them. And then I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Please share with me what you're doing to bring yourself back to center over and over again. I've been asking a lot of people this question because I'm writing a lot about mini wins and speaking a lot about how these mini wins help us to really not only manage our energy throughout the day, but optimize our energy. So, mini wins starting with early morning when you wake up. Don't get out of bed until you set an intention, until you feel clear and open and positive about the next hour of your life. And if it takes you 10 extra minutes to get up, then so be it. You want to wake up. I'm going to be kind of corny here, show up and shine. Seriously, though, you want to wake up, plant both feet on the ground, and hit the day with the most positive energy possible. And I don't mean you've got to be, you know, pick up your pom-poms and go out and pump up the volume. But I mean a positive state of being, a grateful, appreciative, loving, open, ready to contribute state of being. So these mini wins, you know, it's sort of just continuing to bring you back to center. So before you get out of bed, you notice, am I feeling off center? And I'm going to recenter myself before even getting out of bed. Now, I'm going to tell you, this isn't like self-helpy crap. And I don't mean to say crap, but I do. Because there's so much out there that are such band-aids. I mean, this is setting your nervous system straight. I'm not talking about just repeating positive affirmations, although I got to be honest with you, they work as well. But we are setting our nervous system into a stable, synchronized, harmonious state before we even get out of bed. So micro wins and micro practices and mini wins are just these short little strategies. That's one of them. Another one would be during transitions from your car to work to reset your state, to pause and take a few breaths, to pause and think about your day, to set some super intentions for your work day, right? Simple ways to stay on course. And what happens is when we do these, when we start to accumulate these mini wins, we start to stay steady more often. We start to feel better overall. We start to accumulate strength and stability and clarity. And the great news is when you feel clear and stable, you're not going to say those three little dirty words as much. When we feel present, we don't feel lack. We feel whole. As Eckhart Tolle says, this moment is enough. So when we show up in this moment on the verge over and over again, we feel satiated. We're not feeling the lack of what you're not doing or what you need to do. Mini wins all day long. Breathe during transitions. In the car, between work and home, or between activities, between meetings. After a meeting, pause to allow whatever happened during the meeting to integrate. Before the next meeting, pause in silence for a minute to clear the slate so that you can show up fully for this next conversation. Small strategies done all day long, keeping you on course, just like that plane going from New York to LA. When we can start to use these mini wins and live life in these small increments, we start to become more aware of exactly what's happening moment to moment. And guess what? That's mindfulness. Being mindful is having this present moment awareness, aware of what's happening right now. And it starts with our own state of being. Am I here? Am I not? Am I judging? Am I allowing? Mini wins and micro practices. They could be physical, mental, emotional, even spiritual. Connecting in with the sacred all day long. Seeing the humanity in others, right? So I don't want to tell you what your mini wins are or should be. I don't want to add anything else to your list. What I will say, though, is that mini wins don't require anything on your to-do list. They just happen, right? Once we become familiar with and accustomed to practicing these little mini wins, keeping ourselves on course, they will just happen automatically. It's like riding a bike. When we first learned to ride the bike, we needed those training wheels. We really needed the training wheels or we'd fall over. And then our parents lifted the training wheels up so that we didn't need them quite as much, but still if we got too far off course, the training wheel would help us to rebalance. Well, after a while, our genius, our physical intelligence, understood what needed to be done when we were pulled too far off course, when we were pulled too far off balance. We knew we had to shift our upper body or shift our focus or move our hands on the handlebar. Right? We didn't have to think about it anymore. The mini wins and the micro practices are exactly like that. Becoming familiar with when we feel off balance and not allowing ourselves to go so far down that road of stress, anxiety, judgment, doubt, exhaustion, that it affects our well-being, that it affects our work, it affects our relationships. So first, we've got to recognize the extraordinary relief of being present, the lightness of being. Notice it throughout the day, these pockets of presence. Smile, give yourself a mental high five. You're there. Yeah, I'm really focused right now. And then start to recognize when you get pulled off course. Start to recognize when you feel edgy, anxious, low energy, judgmental, doubtful, fear, sad. And I'm not saying these are bad things. Sometimes we need some of these emotions in our lives as, one, survival mechanisms, but also because it allows us for the full human experience. But we could be balanced and sad, legitimately sad at the same time. Could be actually a beautiful experience. So here we are, looking for balance, seeking that balance internally, not looking for someone else to tell us what to do, but sensing and intuiting exactly what needs to be done in this moment to come back on course, to find that harmonious, coherent state of presence. Mini wins, micro practices, and mental high fives. Give yourself that gift, and I promise doing so will alleviate the need to say, I need to. I should. I can't. I won't. I didn't. What a more peaceful way to live. That's what I'm all about. Let's experience this life fully. Let's not let our energy get drained out of us like a leaky faucet just because we think we should be somewhere that we're not. Showing up right now, enjoying your life right now, contributing, creating, connecting, and living fully alive. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.